Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. Democratic State Representative James Tallarico is maintaining a slim edge over Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton in the race for U.S. Senate, according to the latest poll from the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin. But News 88.7's political reporter Andrew Schneider says a substantial number of Texas voters have yet to make up their minds on which candidate they'll support.
The poll shows Tallarico at 42% among registered voters, compared to 39% for Paxton, a lead just outside the poll's margin of error. James Henson is director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin.
Since four of the last five public nonpartisan polls have had Tallarico ahead by varying margins, I think it's fair to consider Tallarico probably doing a better job at this point of consolidating his vote than Ken Paxton has done so far.
14% of respondents say they haven't decided yet who they'll vote for. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
COVID is on the rise across the country, with Texas leading the way in infections. Epidemiologist Dr. Catherine Troisi, speaking with the Texas Standard Tuesday, she says there's still a lot of things about COVID we don't know.
We're still not positive what the seasonal distribution will look like. However, last year we did see an increase in cases in the fall, just like we're seeing this year.
Troisi says with schools just getting underway, disease specialists will be able to see if COVID transmission between children and families is taking place. A former Angleton ISD teacher has now been arrested more than a year after allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with a former student. Holly Adams is charged with tampering with evidence in addition to providing alcohol to minors by the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office. She has not been charged with having an improper relationship with a student. Other charges could be coming, however. We have another heat advisory today, a high close to 101 later this afternoon. It's currently 87 degrees here on the U.S.